Here we go. Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max. Dogs have hair, but so do people.
I don't know why you always get me with those things.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They could be the most ridiculous shit, and it still makes me laugh.
I mean, that was honestly just a fact. Dogs have hair, and so do people.
But it was the delivery, man. It was the delivery that made me laugh.
All right.
I mean, you say it's the most ridiculous stuff that you say, but it just makes me laugh. I don't know why. Yeah. But
I for one, don't think that's a ridiculous statement. It's just a fact. Dogs have hair, and so do people.
Yeah, but it was your delivering me.
All right.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
Let's get our sponsorship out of the way real quick. Well, not really. I guess I sponsor. I don't know. Anyway, mind grind your coffee.
Yeah, go to www. Or honestly,
you don't got
to
do the
www. Your browser will autofill the www part.
Just go to mindgrindercoffee.com.
Go to mindgrindercoffee.com and fucking get some, man.
Get some. $15?
Let me tell you something. Usually when we record one of these, I'm sipping a lovely cup of mind grinder coffee. Today,
some Burger King stuff.
I'm sipping some Burger King stuff.
Does that taste like ass water?
Well, let's try. Ass water.
Ass water?
Ass water. I really wish it was mind grinder coffee.
Yeah, $15. We have K-Cups for all you Keurig users or people that have rip-off Keurigs. I know there's, you know, people can afford the $99 for their Keurig, but, you know, they have lesser models, I guess.
Yeah.
For the Keurigs.
Some, they're just a tube. You put the little pot in, you piss in the tube, it comes out the other end black.
And you think it's coffee?
And yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, technically it is.
Anyway. We sell them for $13 and you get 12 pods that hold 15 grams of coffee. Everybody that I've given them to rave about them.
Yep.
So get some right now. If you use code SAVE10 at checkout, you can save 10% until the end of the month.
Okay.
So
there you go.
So for all you people bitching and complaining about not being able to buy something,
yeah,
you can buy something.
What month is that?
April.
April, okay.
It ends at April 30th at midnight.
Okay, cool.
We're doing a little Sally sale.
All right.
I guess.
All right.
I don't know. It's just, I was like, you know what? I want a customer code. I made a customer code and it saves 10%. And
there you go.
People are happy.
Fuck it.
But I seem to be selling a lot more in person lately. It's weird.
There you go. Whatever does it. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, man, how's your last couple of weeks been?
Good.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do anything interesting?
Not really. You know, I'm delivering mail on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And let me think.
How goes that?
It goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's honestly, it's a more challenging job than I thought it was.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Not only do you got to deal with the people in the neighborhood that you're delivering mail to,
yeah,
but then you got to deal with the political stuff that goes on in the mail at the mail company.
Yeah. So first off, I don't have to deal with any of those things, but
eventually you are.
But I do have to deal with the mail itself.
Yeah.
And as a man with a touch of dyslexia.
Oh, yeah, that'd be rough.
Yeah.
That would get me, dude.
Yeah. And you know, like 1324 South Iliff Street, it looks a lot like 1342 East Iliff Street. And it fucks me up.
Have you delivered the wrong mail to the wrong house yet?
Probably.
We get the wrong mail to our house all the time, so that's why I was wondering.
There you go.
So is it just a Saturday thing that you're doing there?
Right now, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Want to see if you're a jive turkey?
Yeah, it's chill, and I am a jive turkey.
I don't know why I just said jive turkey. Hey,
fuck it, man. I'm a jive turkey, and I don't care who
talks
knows?
Like that anymore.
Other jive turkeys.
That's like 70s slang. Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Well, it came from you. Do you know what my wife said the other day?
What'd she say?
What in tarnation?
Did she say it with a what?
No, she didn't. She didn't emphasize the H in what.
Right.
But our dog got its mouth on a cough drop.
Uh-oh.
And came and dropped this half sucked on cough drop on the bed while we're both in bed.
What the tarnation?
And all of a sudden, I hear from next to me, what in tarnation?
What in the tarnation?
Yeah.
That was something people said back in the day.
I mean, not in my lifetime.
I've heard it in my lifetime. What in tarnation? I think it's more of like a South kind of thing. It's a South kind of thing.
I also have heard it in my lifetime, but I heard it from Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Yosemite Sam's not a real person.
Yeah, no, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
It's a Looney Tunes cartoon. It is. Back when Looney Tunes were kind of funny.
Yeah.
So
back before they canceled Bosco.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Looney Tunes.
Did they try canceling Bugs Bunny because he was a crossdresser?
No.
I could have swore they tried
canceling. They might have tried canceling Elmer Fudd for shooting a crossdresser.
See, that would make sense.
Or just for having a gun in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, but nobody tried to. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody tried to cancel Bugs Bunny for cross-dressing.
I'm pretty sure somebody back in like the COVID years
tried to cancel Bugs Bunny for cross-dressing.
Bugs Bunny for misrepresentation, trans people.
Oh, he was appropriating trans culture or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? 2020 was.
Anyway, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't started by a person that was trans.
No. These things never are.
Yeah.
They're started by people who see an opportunity to be whatever and just fuck it. Anyway, 2020 was a crazy time. I, for one, propose that we all try to blot it out of our memories, because looking back at the year 2020,
it was four years ago now.
It seems like, I don't think here. So it was kind of defined by the pandemic.
Yeah.
But here was really the thing with 2020. I think something just made the whole damn world lose our minds all at once.
Well, yeah, you had everybody. Yeah,
everybody was just sort of cooped up.
Yeah, everybody was sort of cooped up,
and we all just lost our damn minds all at once. And there was so much cool stuff and so much horrible stuff and just everything.
Yeah,
it was
a strange time.
It was Oh man, 2020.
It was a strange time. Glad we made it through that.
That was wild and fucking like GameStop and shit. That thing happened. It was crazy, man.
Yeah, it was crazy times.
Crazy.
I don't know why all of a sudden we're looking back on 2020, but here we are.
You're the one that brought up. I honestly don't know.
No, here's why we got here.
Yeah.
Here's how we got here. It's because we were talking about Bugs Bunny getting canceled because he was a cross-dresser.
You said you thought that happened in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, I could see it happening in 2020.
Absolutely. 2020 was the year for that kind of shit to happen. Because that's when they
were canceling all kinds of ridiculous shit.
They were canceling shit. I mean, goodbye Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Change the name
to Mrs. Buckleton's.
They took the uncle out of Uncle Ben's rice.
Did they?
Yeah.
Now it's just Ben's. I liked Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
But apparently Uncle Ben was too racist. I don't know.
I don't know, but it won somehow.
Yeah.
And all the Karens that were around, what are they doing now, I wonder?
Same shit. We're just tuning them out better.
Probably.
The Karens have not fucking stopped.
Yeah.
We're just tuning them out better.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about this because this happened to me this morning and it's stuck with me all day, man.
All right.
I got yelled at by a bum. All right. And I don't mean that to say, I'm not trying to be like, make fun of the dude or anything like that, but he was a bum.
Okay.
Right. I was at a stop sign.
Okay.
I think I moved forward a little bit,
uh-huh,
like just a tad while I was waiting. He was crossing.
You inched forward.
Yeah.
As we all do when we're feeling antsy at a stop sign.
And
he was
like, hey, man, get your head out of your ass and look where I am.
Yeah.
And I rolled down my window and it's like, hey, you have a good day.
You have a good day. That's a good response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that's the only thing I could think of. What else
are you going to say?
But it's bothered me all day. Like, I don't know why it's bothered me all day, but it's bothered me all day. You ever have something happen to you, like, at some point during the day,
and it just stays with you?
You're like, man, I don't know why that's bothering me. It's not bothering me, but it's just like, dude, you know what kind of, that's got to suck to wake up that early. Because it was like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And to wake up, like, just being in that kind of a mood.
That's a bummer, yeah.
It's a bummer, dude.
Also, if this
dude was... I think that's the thing that got me. Like, I felt a little empathy for the dude because I'm like, man, you're waking up grumpy like that.
Yeah, though, if I'm considering that this guy was a bum.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he probably woke up like fucking like down by the creek or something.
Down by the creek.
Right.
Right.
And he's like, ooh, a room with a view. What a right. great way to start the day. That was sarcasm, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be in a great mood either. It probably takes a couple of hours to shake the outdoor sleeping off of your grown man's
trust
body.
Trust me, dude. I've had to sleep in my time, in my lifetime. I've had to sleep outside a handful of times, mm-hmm. like not going camping. Like yeah. I've had no choice, but I've had to sleep outside.
Yeah.
And it is not fun.
It is not fun.
It's fucking, it doesn't matter what time of year it is. It's fucking cold.
It's cold.
Like it could be like 100 degrees during the day, but it gets to like midnight, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. It's like fucking cold,
man. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. Like, you don't got a sleeping bag or nothing. It's cold.
Shit gets cold.
Yeah. Right? And you're sleeping in a fucking creek bed or some shit.
Yeah.
I think the weirdest place I ever slept was in a creek bed.
Well, that's probably where you went wrong because it's wet in there and you want to stay dry.
It was the only safe place I could find for the night. Like, I was like, okay, nobody's going to bother me if I fucking sleep here.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, nobody's going to fucking mess with me I'm not going to get jumped. Nothing bad's going to happen.
I mean, that's probably the biggest difficulty.
Because yeah, you're
fucking...
It's figuring out safety.
Figuring out a safe place just to fucking rest your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, it wasn't like a bunch of nights. It was like, there was just a period where things were not going my way in life. And I happened to have to sleep outside because I was pretty much homeless at the time. And you're distracted there.
I sent a quick text.
A quick text. But yeah, it's one of those things where it just fucking, man. And I was talking about it with another friend of mine today. And he was like, yeah, it's got to suck to wake up like that. But it's just like, and he went on this whole trip about people getting kicked out of, like, it turned into this whole conversation about mental health and how there isn't a lot of services for mental health these days if you're a man. And I blocked all that shit out, but I was just like, it's just going to kind of suck.
Yeah.
Wake up that early in the morning.
Fucking outside and.
Yeah. And you're already in a bad mood.
You're
like, fuck this guy in his fucking fancy car.
Yeah.
Smiling.
Listening to music, inching forward like he can't wait to start his day. Fuck this guy.
Yeah. Hey, does he know what I just went through?
Yeah.
But yeah, like that was my question I wanted to ask you is, have you had something like that happen where it's happened to you and you're like, it bothered you throughout the day?
Stuck with me through the whole day.
Yeah.
You know, not the whole day, but sometimes something will stick with me for a few hours. Like one time I was walking out of the tobacco store.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my mind on my own bullshit.
Right.
So I'm just walking out with my carton of cigarettes, going to my car, and I don't bother to hold the door for the lady who's walking in. Just doesn't occur to me.
You ask.
And as I'm getting in my car, she says, "Thanks for holding the door," you know, in that shitty tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, I don't know why, because it was fucking ridiculous. But that stuck with me for hours, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be anything big. Like, I've had people swear at me before in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just how he said it.
Yeah.
I mean, looking like the fact that he wanted to fight somebody at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. Like, I've had it happen to me before. We've talked about it on the show before. I had it happen to me before where I dropped the receipt in a parking lot and the old guy saw me. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll pick up that receipt for you.
Oh, sarcastic.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
At least he didn't call you a litter bug.
No, he got it. Then he got all mad that I made him get down and pick up the receipt.
You didn't make him do shit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But it's just like little thing. I think it's how people say shit like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like how they say it that makes it stick with you. Because I don't try to do that shit to people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go around, like, if somebody doesn't hold the door for me, I don't say, oh, thanks for holding the door.
Yeah.
Or if I see some asshole drop a receipt in the parking lot, I don't go out of my way to be like, maybe you should pick up that receipt. I don't do that shit.
If I do decide to pick it up, I'm not going to make a whole thing. You know, people drop shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in a hurry. Maybe he didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I'll pick up a piece of litter. Whatever. No big deal. But yeah, sometimes these people want to make a snide comment. And every now and then, because I usually, man, this shit just bounces right off.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
And every now and then, somehow it's like an affront to my it my pride fucking absorbs it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's an affront to my dignity.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how dare he?
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you insult me?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the other thing too. I don't know, but it's just like, I don't think I was insulted by this guy telling me to get my head out of my ass. Maybe I was. I could have been. You just felt more bad for him than anything.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's got to suck to live like that.
It does.
So that's that. I think we can move on.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
So I was going to save this, but I'm going to bring it up now just because I feel like just dropping an improv.
All right.
So we're going to do a little improv debate real quick.
All right. Do you usually script out your half of these things?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was gonna say I've been slacking if you're doing that.
No, this is just shit I come up with off the top of my head.
Let's hear it.
Little improv thing.
Yeah.
Little ridiculous debate because we're gonna eventually have guests.
Guests.
Eventually.
We've been threatening to have guests for years, but let's do it.
Maybe I was gonna say May, but it's looking like June.
Okay.
Where we're gonna talk about ridiculous debates, but I have one that I saw last night that we got to do.
All right.
Pineapple on pizza.
Is it like a yay or a nay?
A yay kind or a nay. Do you think pineapple belongs on pizza? Because I know where I stand on this one.
All right. Where do you stand?
I say yay.
You say yay.
I say yay. And here's why.
All right.
I was one of those no pineapple doesn't belong on pizza yahoos for a long time.
Uh-huh.
For years.
All right. And as the person who's going to take the opposite thing, I resent you calling us yahoos. Now continue.
All right. Until one day, I had a pineapple pepperoni pizza, and it was heaven. I don't know why it was heaven, but it was heaven. It was delicious.
If you want a non-traditional fruit on your pizza to go with pepperoni,
yeah,
instead of pineapple, try jalapeno. It's wonderful. It's a tasty,
pineapple as far as I'm going to go.
Pineapples as far as you're going to go?
Jalapeno gives me, you know, stomach issues.
Oh, it makes your pee-pee tingle?
No, it makes my stomach upset.
No, that's okay. Shane's pee-pee is tingling because he's thinking about jalapenos. All right, well, I'm going to take the other side.
All right.
Pineapple, first off, pineapple isn't even an apple, so it's lying about what it is. nor is it pine, okay?
I'll agree. So it's
lying,
not pine.
Right off the bat, it's lying about what it is. And then it, something that it is a sweet, delicious, juicy fruit full of yummy yumness. And it's very tasty.
Yes.
Great in a bundt cake.
Yes.
Or eating cubes of it.
Yes.
Or rings of it.
Yes.
Or juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pineapple juice is delicious.
But if you put it on pizza, you're essentially saying that you're essentially saying that you're Canadian. Hear me out.
All right. I'm just hearing you out because you just made that up.
I am trying real hard because I actually love pineapple on pizza, but I'm taking the other side of this. You're essentially Canadian. Here's why.
All right.
Pineapple originally found its way on pizza on the Hawaiian pizza being paired with what now? Canadian bacon.
Ooh, you
sir.
Went there.
So if you eat pineapple, you are Canadianizing our proud Italian American heritage.
You're not going to change my mind, though. I think it's delicious.
I mean, I can't argue that point.
Right.
Right. It's
I know
fucking delicious.
I know there's people out there that think it's gross. But
dude, pineapple and pepperoni.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Heavenly.
Yes.
Heavenly.
And who would have thought?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
But I, you know, I'm taking the other side. Okay. So
I'll tell you what I don't think belongs on pizza.
What?
Or what is doesn't to me doesn't even I don't even think it's a pizza.
Okay.
Is when somebody orders some fucking pesto, some goat cheese, or some weird shit like that on the pizza.
Yeah.
And some fucking I don't know fucking what else what other kind of weird shit do they put on pizzas like that? Goat cheese,
gorgonzola.
Yeah, gorgonzola.
Yeah. With fucking shallots
and walnuts.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a fucking pizza, dude.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you put it on pizza dough, flat, with some sort of sauce and some sort of topping.
That's where the pesto comes in.
Yeah, exactly. Then that's a pizza,
it's
technically.
It's not a pizza, though. It's fucking not a pizza.
And next you'll be telling me that hot dogs aren't sandwiches.
Well, they aren't. You've already had that debate.
Yeah, I won.
I won.
Hot dogs are sandwiches. It's official.
Here's the thing, though, dude. That's going to get me on a whole nother debate right now, and a whole nother thing right now about fucking people doing weird shit to pizza that doesn't make it a pizza.
People do weird shit to pizza, but you gotta try it before you bash it.
I've tried a pesto pizza with fucking gonzola cheese or whatever the fuck it was.
Gorgonzola
and some other weird cheese and some fucking olives.
Yeah.
And I think there was walnuts.
Yeah,
and
maybe some kale.
It was a fucking, it was the weirdest pizza I've ever had.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was awful.
So what you had there was,
here's the worst part of that pizza. The fucking pizza thing, the dough.
Yeah.
Was fucking wheat dough.
Wheat dough.
Wheat dough.
All pizza dough is wheat dough.
No, I mean like fucking wheat. Like.
Oh, like dark. Like whole grain wheat?
Yeah.
Fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
All right. But here's the thing. You yourself, in describing it, called it pizza multiple times.
Yes, I did.
Just because it was bad. And look, man, pizza is one of the most delightful things in God's creation.
Right.
But just because it's bad doesn't mean it's not pizza. There are bad pizzas out there.
There are.
Made by horrible people who think that they can just take some whole wheat dough and plop fucking all the things that don't belong together on it and call it, it's fancy.
It's a California. That's what it was called. It was called the California piece. And here's the thing. I wasn't in the state when I had it, right? I was out of state when I had it. And I'm like, being from California, nobody in fucking California would do this.
No. Were you at a California pizza kitchen?
No.
Because those places were ridiculous.
And those places are horrible.
They had their pizzas. Some of them were pretty good, but again, it's like, is it, so like, it's technically a pizza? Like, they had, like, a barbecue chicken pizza.
I remember their barbecue chicken pizza being pretty good.
It was really good, yeah. And it was like, grilled chicken, barbecue sauce, and grilled onions, and it was great.
I remember
what they did was they took a completely different meal, they chopped it up, put it on pizza dough, put it in an oven, and called it.
I remember them getting way out of hand with that shit.
Yeah.
I also remember, like, it got to a point where it was like you couldn't go in there and order just a regular fucking pepperoni sausage cheese pizza.
They wouldn't allow it?
They didn't have it.
They didn't have it.
They had
anymore.
All the weird stuff, but they didn't have just your basic fucking pizza.
Well, they didn't know how to make it.
It was weird. No, I was at a state when I had this, right?
All right.
And I was with people who were like, oh, this is so good. It's such a good pizza.
Such a good pizza.
And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, dude, what am I doing?
Have you ever?
This is awful.
Yeah. Have you ever had kale on pizza?
No. And I don't plan to.
No, it's dreadful. I've seen it so many times. It's dreadful, man.
I remember being somewhere and there was always some dude that always ate kale chips.
Ew.
Just at the weirdest times. Like all of a sudden this dude would just be chomping on kale chips out of nowhere. And you're like, dude, that's fucking gross.
Was this Ryan? What's his name?
No. I was going to talk about that. I was going to talk about that too, because that brings me up to something else I wanted to. Because I was at a bank, and this was what made me think of that guy. I was at a bank. I'm standing in line at the bank, and this guy in front of me fucking starts stretching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Like, down on the floor stretching?
Yeah. Like, doing weird fucking. Like, dude, why you got to stretch when you're in line at the bank?
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes I'll do it, but it won't be like big, elaborate stretches.
No, this guy was all in.
Yeah.
Like he just got done fucking
with a workout.
And he forgot to stretch. And there he is in line at the bank fucking
and he's like,
doing fucking yoga poses.
I can't wait a minute longer.
I got to do it now. Yeah. But I remember that dude that we just mentioned, right? He would just start stretching at the most inopportune times.
Yeah, he just sort of break. He was one of the most flexible dudes I know.
Yeah.
But he would just sort of break into a full stretch session just like there on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and that's what made me think of him was because this guy was just stretching and I'm like, dude, why do people do that? Like, I gotta stretch, but I don't fucking go around in public stretching.
I mean, I'll stretch in public, but I'll find a good bench or something.
But you're not going to stretch when you're in line at the fucking bank.
No, nobody wants to see my ass waving in their face.
I didn't want to see this guy's ass waving in my face.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think
so. It was fucking awkward. It makes for a situation that doesn't really have to be awkward, awkward.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you're standing there, all of a sudden this dude's doing a downward dog or whatever.
So here's what you do next time. It gets awkward. What you do is you become the narrator. Narrate the situation out loud.
Here comes the guy that doesn't have any patience at the bank.
Yes. He's doing the downward dog, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing
the downward dog, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that form.
Is he going to hold it for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just like people do. It's just off observations that I have that people do some weird shit when they're in public.
Yeah.
I don't know why you stretch in public.
I'll stretch in public, just not in line at the bank.
That's what I'm saying. That's the thing. Like, I've stretched at a park bench before. You know what I mean? Like, I know, there's certain times where you get a cramp in your leg or some shit, and you got to stretch.
I usually, when I'm filling my gas tank, I'll stretch out my quads while I'm there. Just give them a real good...
Right, but that's that awkward. You know what I mean? You're not making it awkward for the fucking people behind you in line.
Yeah, I'm not doing the splits and jutting my ass up into the air and trying to touch my toes and shit.
Yeah, that was
epic. Good. Yeah.
Just, I don't get people that do that kind of shit. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's like, I don't get people that make snide comments either. I mean, I made my fair share of snide comments.
Me too. I mean, if I go to...
But I'm not, like I said before, I'm not a guy that's going to be like, if you drop a receipt and you walk away, I'm not going to be like, oh, don't worry about it, I'll pick up that receipt for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know, God forbid you see me coming down the aisle at Costco and you're fucking in my way, I'm going to be making a snide comment.
Oh, you know what? I just saw you the other day. Get out of my way.
Yeah, it'll probably be something besides that. But yeah. Oh, hey, you. I saw you the other day. Get out of my way. That's not a snide comment. That's just...
That's the best I can come up with off the top of my head.
I'll take it, man. I'll take it. We're just jiving here.
We're a couple jive turkeys. A
couple of jive turkeys. Getting our jive on.
Getting our jive on.
Yeah.
People are like, listen to this at this point. And they're like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
Yeah. Who even cares?
Who even cares at this point? Dude, I'm so glad we don't take this thing that, like, I would like to take this thing seriously. I think we do, but I think it would be horrible to have to, like, answer to producers and shit.
Oh, yeah. Then again, if they paid us enough money, I would answer to a producer.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If they paid me enough money and they were like, we got, this is what we want you to say, and they were actually fucking good writers, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
If they paid me Joe Rogan money, I'd suck their dick.
Yeah, if that ever happened. But I don't know why I was, that was the other thing. That was another thing I was thinking about it. See, this is not scripted. You could tell. It's the other thing I was thinking about, man. Is these people, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, your podcast is going to fail in like 4 episodes. And all of them do. And I'm like, dude, I've been doing mine since 2015.
Yeah, we've been doing this forever, man.
I don't know if I'm hurting for punishment. If it's failed, I don't know. I just keep doing it.
Nah. We have one of the longest running indie podcasts on the... I think we do, man.
I think we can add that into the beginning of our spiel.
And welcome to one of the longest running indie podcasts in the world.
The world.
The world.
The world. I mean, shit, we started actually podcasting, I would say, in probably like 2016, 2017, somewhere in there. So it's been a while.
It was something, and we started under a different name before we got that fucking letter from the Australian Pillow Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those bastards.
Those bastards.
They're out of business now.
Well, fuck them. We can be loving stuff again.
We could, but I don't want to give out shitty love advice.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that's the way to go.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, I don't know. But it's funny to me because I was talking to somebody. Again, I was talking to somebody that wanted to be a guest on the show, and they're asking me about all this analytics shit that I don't pay attention to that I probably should. And like download, I could tell them a download average, right? And they were like, what's your retention time? And I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, anybody who makes it to the end gets to hear the best part.
Yeah, because it takes us a while to warm up. But I don't know what the retention, I don't know any of that shit. I know we get a good, solid, average downloads. That's what I know.
That's good.
You know what I mean? An average episode for us is probably about 150 downloads.
Hey, that's something.
That's average, right?
That's something, yeah.
I want episode that doesn't do so well is probably like 40 downloads.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we used to get like three, so.
Yeah. We've had a few in the quadruple digits.
Yeah. We got one dude. I just looked at it the other day. We got one that we did at Christmas time. It's got like 1,498 fucking downloads.
Oh, there you go.
Like, it's crazy. And it keeps going.
Boom. Yeah.
I don't know why that one keeps going.
It's because it's still available for download.
Yeah, but I mean, it was Christmas. It was all about Christmas. I don't know what we talked about because I don't go back and listen to them.
Yeah, me neither.
So I think that's going to do it, though.
All right, cool.
I went on my little rant about... Oh, anyway, yeah. I told this person I didn't know. Let me finish that part before we get out of here. Yeah. I told this person I didn't know. I told them our average downloads. And they were like, you don't get 1,000 downloads per episode. And I'm like, I don't... The only way you get 1,000 downloads per episode is if you're fucking hustling. Like, that's all you're doing is your podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you want, like, we have loyal listeners. Aren't the people that listen to us, they fucking have been listening to us for a long time.
Yeah.
That's what I tried explaining to this person.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're loyal people and they're loyal to us. They're our minions.
Okay.
I don't know why I just said that, but. She's like, yeah, I don't know if I want to be on the show. And I'm like, well, listen to a few episodes and let me know.
Yeah.
Right. We haven't done it yet. We're starting probably in like June of having guests on our show. And if you want to do it, cool. If you don't want to do it. And I'm like, by the way, you emailed me first about being on our show. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know why you're asking me all these questions about downloads and whatever. So I go look at her podcast, right? Because she had a podcast.
Okay.
And she had like three listens on her episode. Her latest episode had like three listens.
That's not a lot.
No. And I was like, so why is she fucking busting my balls about our downloads?
I don't think she was busting your balls. I think she was just thinking it wasn't worth her time.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think she was trying to get somebody's big shine on their 4-digit downloads.
Maybe.
And we're not, you know, at the 4-digit place.
We're not at the 4-digit place.
Yeah.
We're not one of those shows. But we do have average.
We do have average.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So if you're an average podcast fan out there.
Yeah. Then
we're your show.
We're your show. Yeah. Technically, anything with more than two episodes does have an average.
Yeah.
But yes, we're one of those things. We have more than two episodes.
We do. We have a lot
of episodes. No, wait. We need more than one episode. We have more than one episode.
We have more than one episode. We have more than four episodes. So you know what? I think that makes us a pretty successful podcast.
Yeah. More than most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because apparently most people quit after three episodes.
Well, most people are big dumb dummies.
Big dumb dummies. Yeah. And on that note, I think that's it.
Yeah. All right.
On the big dumb dummy notes.
Big dumb dummy notes.
I think we're going to end that episode.
All right, cool.
And thank you for listening. If you listen all the way through.
You're the best.
You're the best. And we appreciate you.
You are our shining star.
Leave us a review. Leave us, you know, some stars on Apple. Or I think you could do that on Spotify now.
You can do it on whatever.
You know.
Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tell your friends you found. The longest running indie podcast in the world.
In the world. Or at least in tell them you found one of the. That could mean anything. One of the longest running
indie podcasts. Indie
podcasts. Yeah.
In the world.
In the world.
I like using that part. In the world.
In the world.
Anyway, until next time, people.
Yep.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah.